Blog Talk Radio.
And he won't prosper, no, 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 no. It won't work. Say no weapon. If I could get somebody to stand with me tonight and declare that no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. No weapon formed against your home. No weapon formed against your children. Say,
it won't work. No weapon formed against me.
Just
Like you're crazy. Let me tell you why. Because see, while you're clapping your hands and the devil is wreaking havoc in your home, this confuses the enemy. That's because you're not praising him because what's going on. You praise him because you know the outcome is you win. You win because your heavenly Father is getting ready to jump up in this.
Surely he died on Calvary. All we come to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, humbly bowing down to you, Father. We thank you for giving your only begotten Son, then that he died on the cross. He gave his life that we may have a way back to you, that we may enjoy eternity with you. Surely he died on Calvary for me. Surely he died on Calvary to cover your sins. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done. We just praise you. We just honor you. We glorify you. And we come to you just to be in your presence. We come to you right now just to get answers, dear Father, on our daily walks, dear Father. Oh, we come to you because you are El Shaddai. You're more than enough. You're our healer. You're everything that we need. And, dear Father, in this troubled, battered war, you said that this fight is not ours, that it's yours. And we just need to continue to come to you as we armor ourselves the way that you've taught us to. And we just want to open our vessels up right now and let you just pour in your wisdom, pour in your knowledge, pour in your healing. Oh, dear Father, we just set ourselves aside because we want to be more like you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love. Thank you for your peace and your power, your joy and your understanding. May I now decrease, dear Father. Move me out of the way, and may you use my body as a vessel. Speak to your people all over the world, dear Father, your creation. Hallelujah. You said that you want none to perish, dear Father. Hallelujah. We come to you to learn to be more like you. Your word, you said, would be a lamp on our pathway, a light to our feet as we're walking towards your righteousness. We desire you, Lord. Like a deer, we panted for you. We need to be in your presence. We need to hear word from you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, we thank you for just being with us on our jobs as we've traveled today. You brought us back home safely, and I want to say thank you, Jesus. I thank you for healing the ones that came out of surgery today. Doctor said it was iffy and they may not make it, but you had a plan for our life, a plan to prosper us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for Jeremiah 29:11. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your plan for our life. Thank you for being in the courtrooms today. Thank you, dear Father, for interceding on behalf of somebody that was about to be abused. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us. We give you our love. We give you just praise, and we honor and we glorify your name. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. You're alive on the Blog Talk Radio for Tri-Anointed Ministries. I am your host, Evangelist Von Dumas. We have a guest in the house with us. We have callers on the line. God bless you all. We have our guest tonight is Tatiana. She's going to come with us a little bit and just a few minutes with some of our trivia questions and answers. That's right. Tri-Anointed Ministry now is starting out every service with a trivia Bible trivia question, because we're what? Wanting to grow. We've got now to day 22 of the 30-day New Believers Bible study. So we thought now that we've kind of learned the different Bibles, books of the Bibles, and pretty much where they're located, now we're going to throw something else in there for you just to keep challenging you, keep bringing you closer to the Word. Because remember, the Word, we want to get it inside of us, so we can draw on that in our time of need. So we definitely want to put it in all different forms. So a Bible trivia question for last night is, she's going to give you that, read that question for you again, and then we'll give you a second or two, and then you can also respond. She will give you the answer. And remember, with our Bible trivia, you can participate in the chat room by typing in your answer if you know it, and you're always welcome to call into the show. And the call-in number is 646-652-4916. Again, it's 646-652-4916. All right. Well, let's go ahead, Sister Tatiana. Let's go ahead and ask the question. Let's go ahead and give the question again from last night. What prophet walked around naked for 3 years? Okay, all right. Well, that could be a, that's a good one. That's a good one. And I wonder, anybody have any suggestions, any answers? All right, well, let's go ahead and give them the answer then.
Then the Lord said, Isaiah, my servant, has walked around naked and barefoot for 3 years as a sign against Egypt. And Cush.
All right. So again, it tells us, and where did you find that at?
Isaiah chapter 19:20-3.
All right, Isaiah 20:3. Praise the Lord. So again, it tells us there that Isaiah, my servant, walked around naked and barefoot for 3 years as a sign against Egypt and Cush. You can find that located in the Tanakh, the Old Testament. Again, Isaiah 20:3. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So now that was the answer to yesterday's. And now she's going to read to you the two trivia questions for today. We will give one at the top of the program, and then at the bottom of the program, we will go and give ask the second one. And just before she do that, we're going to go ahead and get our scripture. Hallelujah. We will go ahead and get our scripture. Our scripture today is coming from you from the book of Psalms. Remember, Psalms also is in the Tanakh, the Old Testament. And Psalms is considered to be like the middle of your Bible, okay? Right before Proverbs, and it is, well, I'm sorry. Yeah, considered to be the middle of the Bible. Okay, so we're doing Psalms 128. It says, "Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your sons will be like olive shoots around your table. Thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. And may you see the prosperity of Jerusalem. And may you live to see your children's children. Peace be unto Israel." Hallelujah. Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways. Hallelujah. Now just imagine for a moment that Jesus is standing right before you right now. And he's speaking those words to you. Blessed are all who fear the Lord. So he puts in your name. He said, blessed are you, Vaughn, if you fear the Lord who walks in, Vaughn, if you walk in God's ways, in his ways. Says, Vaughn, if you do this, then you will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Hallelujah. To the head of the households out there, the men who are hoping and they're trying to live the good life and bring their family into the fold of Jesus Christ, it tells you that your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house, staying within your house. Not a fruitful vine all around town, but it says your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. And then your sons will be like olive shoots around your table. Hallelujah. An anointing to be around your table. Thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you, my sister and brother, see the prosperity of Jerusalem. And may you live to see your children's children. Hallelujah. Peace be unto Israel. And do you know if you're, it said, if you're blessed and you have prosperity, if you're going to live to see your children's children, believe me, they're going to carry on that same anointing. It overflows, runs over to you. They also, you will live to see them be blessed. Hallelujah. And prosperity will be theirs. And you will see the same for their wives and their sons. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your instructions, Jesus. Hallelujah. Before we get too far, let's just go ahead and get our question, trivia question. Again, trivia question tonight is coming from Tatiana. You got it, go.
What happened to the children who made fun of Elijah's bald head?
What happened to the children who made fun of Elijah's bald head? Wow. Isn't that something? Let's see. All right, then. Go ahead and give us the answer.
They were torn apart by two bears.
Ooh. They were torn apart by two bears. And let us know where you found that answer at.
I found this. 2 Kings.
Okay, 2 Kings.
2 Kings. Chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 23 through 25.
Beautiful. All right, just give it to us one more time. People need to write it down, so give it to them one more time as they find their pen and paper to write it down with, and there you go.
Again, 2 Kings, chapter 2, 23 through 25.
All right. Second Kings 23
through 25.
What chapter, then? Okay, I just passed over it. And 2 Kings is going to be in the Tanakh. It's in the Old Testament also. And let's see here, 23 through 25, and it reads, from there, Elijah went up to Bethel. On the way, some boys came out of the city and made fun of him. They said to him, "Go up too, you bald head. Go up too, you bald head." Elijah turned around, looked at them, and put a curse on them in the name of the Lord. Then the two mother bears came out of the wood and tore 42 of the boys to pieces. Elijah went to Mount Carmel, and from there he returned to Samaria. Wow. The man of God on a mission from the Lord. That's why you have to be careful what you say. Just because you don't understand what it is that the man or the woman of God has been called to do, we have to be careful the way we chastise or look down on one another. Hallelujah. 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 Well, Tatiana, tonight was just one of our little previews to get up to our day 22. We kind of ran in a little late from work, and we're trying to get this one started. So is there anything on your mind? Because we are going to need our full 60 to 90 minutes to do our day 22. So I think we'll just take this time just to talk, okay? So what's on your mind? Tell me about something. We have as far as the school that you're in right now, did that come easy for you? What was the process? Tell me how God has stepped in and blessed you with the schooling.
Well, I went to a school called Ladies Academy. I've been there since I was in kindergarten, and I'm in sixth grade now. And I just kind of got tired of the school because I just wanted to make a change. So found out about it, we started praying about if he can get in there. And then, like, a year later, they sent us a note. And when we got in, my grandma already read the note. But when she called me in the front room so I can read the note, I read it and I was really, really happy. And I called a lot of my friends to tell them that. And the awesome thing was that friends that I had in kindergarten and fourth grade, some of them are there too. So actually, I have friends there, so it's nothing really that new to me. And then Harmony Science, it's not really like a hard school. The thing that they teach you is not hard at all. And they give you the fair amount of work to do. They don't overload you, underload you. They give you the amount of work you need and want. And then,
you know, that's enough right there to start on. You know, first of all, it took you a year. Well, some of our reasons for wanting to leave the first school were just the fact that it wasn't enough extracurricular activity. It wasn't any exercise programs. We didn't have some of the things with, some of the hygiene in different areas. It wasn't the best. It wasn't anything about the curriculum itself. We did appreciate the curriculum. That was wonderful. A lot of different little things we didn't get, like the accolade for going the whole year without missing a day. We kept being promised that little trophy, but we never got that. We stayed on them. They was always ordering it. It was always something. So we just wanted to be recognized for the things and achievements we did. We were recognized for our grades, though. It may have been the next semester or something, but eventually they did try to recognize you for the grades. So when we get Harmony Science was a higher curriculum, actually, and it's good to hear you say that, you know, they don't make it too hard or too big of a load, too heavy of a load, or too light of a load. In actuality, Harmony Science is actually harder than Radiance. But both academies have, as far as standards, pretty good. But, you know, Harmony is way overrated, outrates, I should say, Radiance Academy as far as their academics. But it's good to know that they do it in a way that you don't feel it. They do it in a way that even though you're in honors classes, you're not feeling the heat. So, you know, challenging, but not enough that it's heat for you. And plus you get your extracurricular activities and you go into a school that actually does put the funding into the school to have better hygiene and follow those things. And like we were saying, when you first started, it took a year for us to get in there. The first time we went in there, we thought we was going to get it, and we prayed about it. But it wasn't our year. We had to go to Radiance for our fifth grade year when we wanted to go to Harmony. But we understood that it's God's will, and whenever God is ready for us, we want to move in His time and in no one else's. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And so we went to Radiance and gave it our best for our fifth grade year. And so K through 5, and it was kind of sentimental to leave there since we had been there since K through 5. But, however, we were able to go ahead and get over to the new school this year. So when we got the acceptance letter that we had been accepted into this year, we knew that it was of God because it was other things that before you could be accepted, other parents that I was in contact with had to have a home visit before you could even get accepted. We did not do that. They had to come to the school first and sit down with the administrators there and just go through a little brief talking, and they just got to briefly know you. And then if you passed that, then you got the home visit, and then from there you may have been accepted into the school. And however, we did not get any of that. We just got a letter. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. We just got a letter in the mail saying we have been accepted into the school. Hallelujah. And we still to this day haven't had to sit down with the administrators, nor have we had a home visit. However, they did send out a letter saying that they would be setting up home visits, but we still have not got that. So praise the Lord, hallelujah, for all of that. What a wonder that God is. That's just what God does. And when you serve God, that's what you can expect from serving God. That's what you can expect from serving God. So that's why it's so important that once we're in there, that we make sure that we do what it is that we're supposed to do. Because there's so many times that we get to a point and we pray and we pray and we ask God and we plead and we beg, which we don't have to do. And God, in his timing, will give, because he's not going to give you something that's going to destroy you, even though you may want it. The bottle may look cute, but I can't give you this beautiful perfume bottle because you may want to drink it, or one of the other small ones we may want to drink it because of they're attractive to the way the bottle looks. But I can't turn that bottle of perfume over to you, not because it costs $80 an ounce, but just because it will destroy you. So God is your Father also. Is not going to give you something, even though you beg and plead for it, because he sees your outcome, and you're just seeing your outcome, and he's not going to destroy you by just because you're what your flesh wants. So in his timing, when he gives us something, and he says yes to us, we so often, I'm not just talking about young people, though. I'm talking about any age group, even up to 100. We can just read them, and we get excited about it at first until we get it, and then we're not excited anymore. Now we're in the school. We are accepted. Oh, well, now we're accepted. Now we start to get lax and hang out with the friends we haven't saw since kindergarten and, you know, and do things like that. Well, that's when we're disrespecting God. So that's why it's so important that, you know, we stay on top of things from the beginning, and you're doing a great job at that. So, awesome thing with that, any weaknesses as you do your daily self-examination, you know, any weaknesses you have to come about, excuse me, and tell yourself, how can I help? What can I do to better myself? Because we can always find something that we need to do to better ourselves with. So, just another praise report. Just thank you, Lord Jesus, for the opportunity to not only be accepted in, but after we did the placement test that was placed in the honors classes. So quickly, let's just talk just a few minutes here about the curriculum as far as the teachers. excuse me. As far as the teachers and some of the classes that you're taking that you're not really used to taking, what foreign classes are you taking this year? I'm sorry, you have what? All right, so you're taking Turkey this year.
Yes,
sir. So can you say anything to us in Turkey?
Yes, sir, I could. Merhaba means hello in Turkish. And then, Binda Adam Tatiana means my name is Tatiana. And
Sid and Autumn means what's your name? And that's my number.
What's your name?
Yes.
Okay. Well, awesome.
Autumn,
what is the, what about Galugale?
Galugale means bye-bye.
Hey, I told you I know a girl. All right, all right. So I just praise God for the opportunities for different honors. I don't know if you're ever in this lifetime used Turkish, but guess what? That's what I don't know. That's what you don't know. But nothing just happens. And he gives us, our Father gives us the options to choose different things. And sometimes we think that it's just us choosing Turkey, us choosing the language, when God may have you 20 years from now, 10 years, 5 years from now, by the end of this year, he uses you when and how he wants to. He may have you in a place that you may be the only person in there that speaks Turkey. He may have you reading the Word of God and somebody, because he said he wants none to perish. Hallelujah. So he may have you in in a position where you are actually delivering the word and delivering people to him through their language. God has his own way of doing what he's going to do. So we're not for sure what the meaning of it or what the purpose is of it. So we're just enjoying it as we go. We're just enjoying it as we go through. Is that right?
Yes.
Hallelujah for that. Hallelujah for that. All right, then. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and get together the trivia question for the end of the broadcast. We're going to get that together, and we're going to, after we give that, then we're going to take a break, and we're going to go and get our next segment set up and broadcast, and we will come back live for the Bible Day 22. I do thank you for your patience. Tonight, we are going to be discussing our Christian friendship. Our Christian friendship. And have you ever wondered how to develop friendship with other Christians? Have you ever wondered how to develop friendship with other Christians? Have you ever wondered about the importance of having Christian friendship? It's very important. Does it make a difference in your life now? Have you thought about it? The indifference that it would make of choosing Christian friends over friends that are in the world that is not believing in your beliefs. When it's time to watch that football game, you're ready to invite couples over for couples night. It makes such a difference when you actually have someone with your beliefs that you want to have fun and enjoy. However, you're not interested in doing drugs or doing things that is going to be outside of the word that would destroy your temple. Things that if someone knocked on your door for prayer, they would not be able to receive the word from you because you have a dirty temple and they're going to identify you as being in the world instead of being in the Word. So it's very important for our Christian friendship. Hallelujah. All right, all right. So we're going to get with that in just a few minutes. It's going to be about 45 minutes for that show. Please join us, come back for that show. In the meantime, let's get again from Tatiana. You're listening live to Tri-Anointed Ministries. I am your host, Evangelist Von Dumas. The call-in number is 646-652-4916. And you can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. And Tatiana, what is the trivia question?
Our trivia question, the other trivia question is, what did the bones of Elijah do to the dead man? Again, what did the bones to Elijah do to the dead man?
Wow, let's see. I know this answer. I've known all three of yours. But Very good. But somebody doesn't know, and it's going to be educational to them, and it's very wise to see what did the bones of Elijah do to a dead man. Hallelujah. All right, well, give us the scripture and give us the answer.
The answer is, brought him back to life. Again, brought him back to life. And the scripture is 2 Kings chapter 13.
So 2 Kings chapter 13, verse
20 through 21.
Yes, okay. So 2 Kings.
2 Kings chapter 13, verse 20 through 21.
All right. So we're reading starting at verse 20. It says, then Elijah died and was buried, and at that time groups of Moabites would rob the land in the springtime. Once, as some Israelites was burying a man, suddenly they saw a group of Moabites coming. The Israelites threw the dead man into Elijah's grave. When the man touched Elijah's bones, the man came back to life and stood on his feet. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The power of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we thank you so much for Tatiana for being here with us tonight and breaking the silence. God bless you. We see you there. We will keep you in prayer with your schooling. We'll keep in prayer for you to achieve. And now that you have spoke the word and you've told the listeners what it is that how you got accepted into the school and that you're doing your best in your honors classes, we're going to invite you back on from time to time just to give us a little update on maybe that report card when it actually come out, because we hold each other accountable, you know. And if you're got something that you're needing help in, it may be somebody here that their child may be in that situation that can help you in that class. You may be able to help someone too. So together we make this whole thing work. It takes a village to raise the kids. So, again, I thank you for our trivia questions, and I thank you for the answers to them. And now we just need to give, again, we'll be back in 45 minutes for our day 21-22 Christian friendship. So we need to do the trivia questions. We'll give it now, and then at the end of that show, we will give those answers. And those questions the first one is, who entrancing dance proved fatal for John the Baptist? Hallelujah. Who entrancing dance proved fatal for John the Baptist? Remember, for the trivia questions, you can participate by putting the answer in the chat room, or you're more than welcome to anytime call in at 646-652-4916. So that is the question, and then on our next show, we will give the answer. Again, whose entrancing dance proved fatal for John the Baptist? That's our first one. And then the second one is, what book says that there is a time to weep and a time to laugh? What book says there is a time to weep and a time to laugh? All right. Well, that is our trivia question. And again, we will give the answers on our next show, which will air in 45 minutes. Until then, God bless you and keep you. Breaking the silence, I hope you can join us at that time. All right. Thanks for all the call-ins. You all have a great night. Good night.
Good night.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Pure and holy, and with faith, I'll be a living
How many people have something to be thankful for? You can look back over your shoulder and see where God brought you from and say, Lord, you've been good to me. This is what you ought to do.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for another opportunity to just understand you, to just get together and hear the voice of the babes and just hear what it is that they have to be thankful for, some of their blessings, and to teach them, to hold them accountable, Jesus, as you hold us accountable. I thank you, Jesus, for your love, your peace, your understanding, and your power. Forgive us for our sins as we forgive those that sin against us. Thank you for once again using me to be a part of your plan to speak to your people throughout your creation. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you, we love you, we love you. Amen, amen, amen.
Lord, you didn't have to wait You've been good to me, Lord. I just want.